Today's daf was Shabbos daf Samach Beis. In yesterday's daf, we tried to prove that kameos have no kedusha from the fact that you're allowed to wear them outside on Shabbos. And apparently we're not concerned that you're going to have to remove them in order to go into the bathroom. So apparently they have no kedusha because you don't have to remove them in order to go into the bathroom. So the Gemara gives three failed rejections to that proof, and today's daf began with a fourth rejection to that proof, that maybe kameos do have kedusha, but we're not concerned that you're going to remove them in order to go into the bathroom, because you're allowed to bring them into the bathroom even though they have kedusha, because they're mechupa or, they're covered with leather, and therefore they could be brought into the bathroom. The Gemara comments, tefillin are also covered with leather, but yet, you have to stay 4 amos away and take off the tefillin before you go into the bathroom, but the Gemara says that's because of not the partials inside of the tefillin, those are covered by leather. That's only on account of the shin that's on the outside of the tefillin, which parenthetically, Abaye points out, is part of a series of letters, shin, the dalet, and the yud, that are made up in the outside parts of the tefillin, either through the ritzuos or through the bottom, that are all there as part of the halacha lemoshe misinai. Now we move on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives us items, a list of items that a woman is chayiv chatas for wearing outside on Shabbos, and included on the list is the taba'as sheyesh aleha chosem, a ring with a signet on it. And the Gemara says, chilufein be'ish, whereas by a woman, only if it has a signet, she's chayiv chatas. If a man, if he wears a ring that doesn't have a signet, he's going to be chayiv chatas. Now, even though we normally allow a man to wear something that any single type of other man would wear, for example, anybody can wear sackcloth that only a shepherd is accustomed to wearing. Normally, only a shepherd would wear sackcloth, but for anybody else, it's also okay to wear it. It's considered a malbush for anybody. The fact that women are accustomed to wearing something does not make it that men are also allowed to wear it. Because nashim am bifnei atzmanhein. Women are considered an entirely separate category of people from men. They're in a totally different category. Now, if we accept that the rules for men and women are different, the reason a b'risa allows women to wear tefillin that were found in a field on Shabbos in order to rescue them is that the b'risa assumes that tefillin are mitzvah she'ein hazman grama, that Shabbos man tefillin, laila zman tefillin, and therefore a woman is allowed to wear it the same way a man is allowed to wear it. We don't consider wearing a ring that's meant for the other gender to be hotzal kalachar yad. The Gemara asks, why isn't it hotzal kalachar yad? Because, and therefore only asamid rabbanan, because pam shadam nosin li ishto taba. Sometimes a man will give his wife a ring that has a chosam to wear temporarily till she could put it away, and in the reverse, sometimes the isha no sends the baila tabas sheina lechosam till he has a chance to put it away. So it is a normal way to carry it, even though it's not gender appropriate. That type of ring may not be gender appropriate. The Gemara then quotes three opinions in Tanaim whether a woman is allowed to wear a spice pack that they used to wear in order to mask bad body odor. Im yatsa chayiv chatas divra meir. Rameir holds chayiv chatas. Since most women don't wear it, he views it as a masui for which chayiv kamer chatas. The chamam lo teitzevim teitzev p'tura. The chamam say it's a tachshit since this woman needs it, so there's no chayiv chatas midoraisa. But the rabbanon were concerned she might take it off to show it to her friends and then carry it. And Rabbi Lazar Omer yotzi isha bekavelas lechadchila. She's even lechadchila allowed to wear it. She's not going to take it off to show off to her friends because you don't want to show off to your friends that you have bad body odor. So we have no concern that she's going to show this off to her friends. On Amud Beis, the Gemara interprets some psukim from Amos, which rebuke Klal Yisrael for overindulging in physical pleasures. Vereishes Shmonim Yimshachu Zeplaiton, they say they indulged in balsam oil, and even though balsam oil is considered an indulgence, the Chacham still didn't think it was appropriate to make a gzera after the Chorban Abayis that a person should avoid this type of oil, because Midi Dispei Tainug V'Ispei Simcha Gazur Be'Rabbanan. The Rabbanan tried to limit their gzeras of what we should avoid after the Chorban to things that have both Tainug and Simcha. Balsam oil gives tainug, but not simcha. It's enjoyment, it's pleasure, it's not simcha. Then darshins hashochem al mito shein, usrachem al rosasam. The Gemara first assumes it refers to people who urinate naked in front of their beds, but then suggests that that's a little harsh to cause a whole gullus because of that. So it says it refers to people who engage in wife swapping, which is obviously a much more serious offense. And in that context, the Gemara describes three things that make a person poor. Once we mention urinate in front of the bed, so we mentioned this is on a different list of three items, that three veros that can make a person poor. Hamash and Mayim Bifnei Mitaso Arum. This is one. The other is mezalzel benetilas yadayim, someone who Rabbi Chista elaborates that the amount of material goodness one gets is in direct proportion to the amount of water he uses for netilas yadayim. that, and he says, "Anama shayim elo chafni maya v'yavli milo chafni tivusa." I would use a lot of water so that I can get a lot of bracha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives me a lot of bracha for it. And the third one is she'ishto mekalalto b'fanav. If a man's wife curses him in his presence for not giving her any jewelry, even though he can't afford it, and he chooses not to give it to her, that's another thing that's maybe l'day anius. And then the daf concludes by elaborating on the terrible pritzos hinted to in the Navi Yeshaya and the punishment that women received. And among the inappropriate behaviors of the women were mahalchus bekuma zakufa. They walked with their heads up high. Mahalchus ekev b'tzad godel. They would walk with a certain strut in their step. Mahalchus harucha b'tzad katsara. Tall woman would walk next to a short woman just to draw extra attention to herself. And among the punishments they received were nasa namakim namakim. Their bodies decayed. Nasa nakafim nakafim. In some areas their bodies were bruised. Nasa karachim karachim. Their heads became bald. Nishbuchu kakito. And they would bleed excessively with tumas ziva. So all of these terrible things for that for the priests. That's Shabbos of Sabbath.